The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's Friday, and we made it again. Another week gone as if in two and a half days. I do want to repeat that to us in this business, and probably many of you, the days go by as if they're seamless. It's like one day. It gets dark, then it gets light, it's dark. But they're just not... When I was young, a day was a day, and yet they were demarked as such. It seems like it's just one long roll of a spool of film now. Just keeps rolling and rolling. Lots of news out of Europe. Former French ambassador says, to the U.S., says the West is very close to war with Russia. Well, I would submit that that war has already begun. I don't think I'm seeing anything new or particularly inventive. It is. The war is on. Russia is getting about 500,000 troops together, so says Kiev, to launch a major offensive, which is going to be very interesting to watch. The Russians have different tactics usually. They're slow and methodical, and they just pound and pulverize the opposition. So Zelensky and his Zionist crew are trying to arrest and, well, they call it, what do they call it? When you dragoon somebody? Anyway, they're forcing these young kids and men up to the age of 60 into the Ukraine military, and they're going to send them to cover, in other words, cannon fodder cover, for a withdrawal from Bakhmut, which is now virtually surrounded by the Russian military. And all the Ukrainian troops in Bakhmut are going to be liquidated. So they're apparently preparing to pull out. They're going to cover the big pullout with these conscripts. They're forcing them into the military. What we see going on in Ukraine is so medieval, according to the Kiev government's actions, that I really am just mind-boggled by some of it. It's brutal, especially to their own people. We've seen countless stories of, you'd call them war crimes most any other time, but they're committing them against their own people. And I mean, it's a nation state that is clearly not going to be around much longer, at least in the configuration it used to be. Ukraine is on the way out, but it is loaded, as you know, with Western, as in U.S., bioweapons labs. Every major pharmaceutical company has an office or a division in Ukraine. They're all over there. Organ harvesting, organ trade, female prostitution, sex trafficking, you name it. And it goes on in that poor godforsaken country. It's just awful to watch this unfold. And I do hope that the Russians are successful as soon as possible so as to liberate the Ukrainian people from this Zionist, Marxist, Bolshevik dictatorship that has taken complete control of their futures, their daily lives, and their destiny. It is a tragic shame. And it all began when? 9 years ago. When what happened? When the United States went in there with Vicky Nuland and $5 billion and overthrew the government of legally elected Viktor Yanukovych. We did it once again. Not you and I, but the alleged government in D.C. We have no government. I've said this many times. All right, we have a special guest. We have several tonight. Our first guest is Father Paul Kramer. He is up in Adam in the U.K. in the middle of the night. We really appreciate him getting up, as always. Father Kramer, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's great to be back, as always. And what you said, we've done it again, meaning our so-called government, which is not really ours.
Yeah.
It's history repeating itself, because what the United States government, I should say the deep state, has done to Ukraine in the 21st century is what they did to Russia in the 20th century. It's the same thing.
Isn't it the truth? Oh, yeah. Yep.
And this war, all the propaganda we see, everyone is shouting slogans, "We stand with Ukraine," as if it's which side of the Super Bowl are you rooting for? This is not a sport. This is war. This is life and death for individuals and for nations. But in a way, it can be, in a very tragic way, it can be compared to a football match, insofar as the warring parties, the two teams that are fighting. This is not a war between Russia and Ukraine. It's a war between Russia and the United States.
And NATO, and Western Europe, of course. Yeah. Primarily the U.S., though. We're pulling the big strings here. We and our controllers are pulling the big strings. You're correct in that. I agree.
And Ukraine,
U.S. first, NATO second.
Ukraine is the ball that's getting kicked around by both sides.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening. Because if you say one word to justify or defend what the Russian side is doing, you're made out to be supporting war crimes and As if you're no better than the Nazi sympathizers in the Second World War, then make you out to be something like that. Whereas, in fact, it's not a question of favoring Russia against Ukraine. It's favoring Russia in the same manner, Russia against the communists who were imposed on Russia. In the early 20th century.
1917. Yep. 1917. The Bolshevik Revolution. Yeah.
Yes. A good book describing that is Solzhenitsyn's Lenin in Zurich, the behind-the-scenes activities that took place, how the communists were organized and how they were in collaborating with the Germans to overthrow Russia. Mm-hmm. And here we see the same thing happening: the United States and Europe collaborating to overthrow Russia, and by means of first overthrowing Ukraine, which they overthrew first. Russia, Ukraine, and Russia were allies; they were very, very closely closely collaborating neighbors on the friendliest of terms. The United States overthrew the legitimate government of Ukraine, just like they did earlier with all their color revolutions, to isolate Russia, to the encirclement of Russia, which the Russians and their allied countries for decades were most afraid of happening was the encirclement by the Western powers. They knew that this was a strategy. It's been a long-term strategy for a long time, and now it's being carried out. And the location where this is being carried out is in Ukraine, and Ukraine is being destroyed in the process in a war between what is a war between the United States and Russia. Ukrainian forces have been under American command for some time already, so it's like what was happening in before the fall of the Iron Curtain, where you had Soviet officers wearing Polish uniforms commanding Polish troops in Poland.
Yeah.
Now we have the same thing happening. American officers, American generals commanding Ukrainian troops in their fight against Russia. It's the same
sending
thing.
More and more. Yeah, we're sending more and more mercenary contractors over there as well. In fact, there's another announcement today that the U.S. is going to be engaged in exactly that practice officially now, not just as a behind-the-scenes move. You know, these Americans over here who have bought into the controlled mainstream media lie that Ukraine is somehow a poor, unfortunate victim in all of this. Well, ultimately it is, but the Ukrainian government is now a dictatorship, and they're putting flags out in their yards supporting a Zionist, Bolshevik, communist dictatorship that does all the things I listed to its own people. That's how ignorant Americans are, because they look at the flat screen and they think they're being informed. No, they don't call it programming for nothing. They're being programmed, mind controlled, and it is really an obscenity to see a Ukrainian flag in someone's yard. Do they really support brutal organ harvesting? Do they really support sex trafficking? Do they really support the amount of criminality and the bioweapons labs and all the rest of it that are going on in this poor cesspool of a once proud country? Do they? Do they know? They don't know. They're just programmed to follow along in lockstep, and they do. It's really horrific to see.
I'm certainly not anti-Ukrainian. I had Ukrainian friends who were exiled from the Soviet Union, had their Soviet citizenship. They were stripped of their Soviet citizenship. Josip Trelia, the famous Ukrainian exile, was a personal friend of mine. I am certainly not anti-Ukrainian, but we have to understand if we want to stand with Ukraine, it's not against Russia. Russia is not the aggressor who is victimizing Ukraine. Ukraine has been victimized by those powers who moved in and took over the country.
Correct. Most notably, the U.S. and the U.K.
That's right. Ukraine is the victim of the United States and the Western powers, who overthrew their government and turned them into an anti-Russian force, an anti-Russian threat, and such a real and grave and present threat that Mr. Putin was forced to act.
If he hadn't acted, Father Kramer, you and I and most of our listeners know what would have happened to the people in Donbass. The Russian-speaking people would have been largely annihilated. The Ukrainian military was ready to assault. And thank goodness Putin stepped in when he did. And it's been a tough slog because the training that has gone on for the last 8 years to make the Ukrainian army at least a quasi-equal of the better NATO troops. They had the best weapons, they had the best discipline, they had lots of training. That 8 or 9 years since the overthrow of Yanukovych has all been used to build the Ukrainian military. And I'm not so sure the Russians missed some of that. I'm not sure they understood it. They thought they were going to come in there and the people were going to rise up and say, go to hell, get out of here, you know, Zelensky et al., and embrace their Russian heritage. But it didn't work that way. So now we have this grinding it out in the East, the meat grinder, and the Russians are not going to be stopped. It's that simple. I think anybody knows that. And these several hundred tanks that are being shipped to Ukraine aren't going to mean anything. They'll just be wiped out in short order. This is going to end badly for any effort to prop up Ukraine. What is the big concern, though, is the simple fact that if Russia is backed up into a corner any further, they will view this as an existential threat to their entire future. And it does appear to me that there's a definite command decision that has been made that this is going to end up in a nuclear exchange. The West and its Zionist handlers want a nuclear exchange. I think that's pretty clear by now.
I've been watching a lot of footage, both from Russian news sources and Italian news sources in the Donbass region, and right. I can tell you that the so-called government of Ukraine they are actively involved in aggression against the people, the Russian-speaking native population.
Absolutely
of
right.
Donbass.
100% correct. Yep.
They're engaged in ethnic cleansing. They have committed crimes against humanity against these people. And this has been ongoing for a long time. I have enough of a background in the Russian language and especially in the Italian language when I've been able to follow these reports and watch the footage and listen that I can see as almost an eyewitness because I'm not physically present there, but I'm watching the images coming from people who are physically present there, and I'm hearing and seeing and also reading the reports, and that is what has been happening. Just as earlier, when South Ossetia and Abkhazia were being ethnically cleansed by the Georgians by the American puppet regime installed in Georgia. Mm-hmm. The Russians came in and liberated those people, and you had the eyewitness accounts of people who were there with their family members when they were being fired on. In civilian populated areas that were not military targets, and they were being hit with artillery shells, and the people, the native, the population, the civilian population was the target.
Correct.
I remember it. There was a girl from San Francisco, a teenage girl who had been visiting her grandfather. And they put her on one of the network affiliates TV stations to discuss what had happened in South Ossetia, and the interview came to an abrupt end when she described the shelling of the civilian areas, the artillery firing from the Georgian side on the native population, and how the Russians came in and rescued these people, rescued her, brought her into Russia and sent her safely back home to San Francisco. Well, that's not what they wanted to hear. So the American free press and media are so famous for their objectivity and
right.
even hand not going to be one-sided, are they? Well, they shut her down very fast, and that interview came to an abrupt end.
Correct. Yeah.
Same thing happening now. The same thing is happening now. It's only worse now. You won't hear a voice telling you the objective truth on the ground, what's actually happening, unless you have access to news sources that are not mainstream.
Couldn't agree more. We do our best here to step off the main line of disinformation and lies always and present information that, if not 100% correct, is certainly worth your perusal. and consideration as you formulate your own decisions. That's what we've always done here. I feel sorry for people who continually look at the American and the British mainstream media and actually think that they're being informed. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are not. They're being deceived, lied to, conned, and it's not going to have a good ending, this. I don't see how to turn it around. Well, you have the same people running the media here, Father Kramer, that are running the alleged Ukrainian government now. It's the same group. Same old story.
And the outcome is going to be dreadful.
I'm afraid you're right. Okay. Let me find one story here. I just ran across it a moment ago. I think I did mention it. Okay. Poland is now admitting, this is interesting, because the Poles have always played the victim. Poland has now admitted that they trained thousands of Ukrainian soldiers, right? And now you've got Germany exporting their first version Leopard 1 tanks to Ukraine. And the UK, which has been sending a lot of special forces people over there and a lot of ammunition, is now said to be actually facing an incredible dilemma. If there was a war, they'd run out of ammunition in one afternoon. It's all been dispensed to Ukraine. And we have depleted our stores over here, from everything I can determine, to a very substantial degree. Same idea. A lot of our ammunition is gone. We've shipped it over there. We're taking it out of Israel now and rerouting it to Ukraine. We had a lot of stores in Israel, a huge underground facility full of ammunition for American weapons and a weapon system of any type that might be put into play in a war against Israel. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back with Father Paul Kramer, live from England, next. Okay, let's get right back to our conversation with Father Paul Kramer. We're going to talk about other things here in this next half hour. But I got to play this for you. And Father Kramer, you'll like this. The cast of characters that the international globalists have assembled, playing out these roles in this massive operation as we cartwheel toward a complete reformatting of the Western world, which is what they're up to, is incredible. Certainly at the top of the list is Joe the Creeper Biden. This guy is unbelievable. What amazes me, and we've talked about this ever since he came on the scene, how they can get him to actually perform in a quasi-competent fashion sometimes as he reads the teleprompter. Well, I personally think that there are at least two doubles, and I think they're using these latex full head masks. They are absolutely incredible. They look real, totally real, almost like CGI looks real. AI looks real. So they're using that. But in addition, they're shooting him up with probable forms of amphetamines, which is a common treatment for people with dementia. Try to snap them out of their lethargy and make the brain fire on at least two of six or eight cylinders. But this guy is incredible. Take here. This is the real creeper. That's my name for him anyway. Now check this out. I might even play it twice. It's 8 seconds long. Here we go. Talking about equality, right? Equality.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women. More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Any doubt about what he just said? More than half the women in my administration are women. He's really got it together. This guy is unreal.
It's garbled, but quasi intelligible. I've been listening to some of the things he's been saying, where he's totally unintelligible, totally disconnected things.
Correct.
That have no relation whatsoever to each other, and he puts them together in one sentence as if they are all interrelated, and they're things that are totally unrelated.
Well, they call that a word salad, but in his case, he doesn't even use a bowl. He just throws the word salad all over the table and the floor. This guy is gone. And yet sometimes, and you've seen him, they're able to, it's a double or something is given to him pharmacologically that allows him to read off that teleprompter and he can get full sentences out. And he I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And it may well be a double. Remember what they can do with a human voice. All they need is a small sample and they can make anyone's voice sound like anyone else. We've seen AI video now. I've got an example up at the top of the homepage. Take a look at that video, please. It is that important. And you'll see Morgan Freeman, the actor there, talking. But it's not Morgan Freeman. It's AI. And you cannot tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference. We are living in an age now that your eye will no longer be able to accurately report reality to you because your eye is being tricked and deceived often. It's amazing. All right. What do we have going on at the Vatican now? Now, just as an aside and to slip into this conversation, I was told some time ago that there is going to be a general cleansing, a house cleaning at the Vatican and a replacement with a globalist cadre of bishops and all the rest, and that everyone up to the rank of, I believe it was bishop, had been injected with the bioweapon. In other words, they knew it, and they're being removed. And they'll be gone, you know, in the next couple of years probably, or figure 2 to 3 years after the injection, most people are either severely disabled or dead. And that's where we are. What's going on over there now?
Well, what you just described is happening on a global level, unfortunately, because the global elite who are using the United Nations as a management agency, they are presiding over what we could call a soft kill genocide. And especially in the Vatican, it's something politically targeted on a certain group, which is what in Stalin's day they used to call the purges. And Bergoglio, being a true communist, is carrying out a purge.
Now, for our listeners, Father Kramer, we should remind them that Bergoglio is the real name of the fake pope who is in the chair right now. Bergoglio, he's a creep from another creep from Argentina. This one, he's a fake pope. Benedict XVI was removed, forced out, and kept prisoner in the Vatican for 9 years. Just died about a month ago now, and Bergoglio now has the floor to himself.
That's right. I've just drawn up a report about the state of the church with the death of Pope Benedict XVI, explaining what Bergoglio's plans are to do to the Catholic Church. He will not succeed, but he may appear to succeed for some time. But this will it will not last. It will boomerang against him and against his party. Now, they want to purge the Vatican of all of the old guard, those who were hired, brought in, and put into positions of authority in the various offices of the Vatican by Pope Benedict XVI, because, like the Communist Party, they want what they call consensus. They want company men, party men of the party. They want men of the party, because they've had too much opposition coming from the Roman Curia. Bergoglio has had a lot of opposition from the Roman Curia that has slowed down his so-called reforms, his revolution, to put it. His reforms are really a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to carry out a revolution which will transform, if it were possible, to transform the Catholic Church into a much more amorphous, malleable organization that can be absorbed into a one-world religion according to the United Nations Agenda 2030, which is something dreadful and anti-human.
It's nature, by the way, go ahead.
It will be a nature worship that views humanity as a parasite to be dealt with. That humanity, the human race, is going to be considered an enemy with the worship of the planet.
They're doing that right now. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The planet will have more rights. The planet will have more rights than the human race.
Well, think about what they're doing. They're also declaring war on carbon dioxide, which we don't have photosynthesis without carbon dioxide. They're claiming that the weather is warming when, in point of fact, it's cooling. It goes on and on. And your point is correct. The battleground is primarily nature. That's where a lot of this is being fought out. The primary target from the international globalists is white, Western, Christian people. That's the number one target. That's what they're after right now. And let me ask all of you to keep in mind that Madeleine Gerwick tonight will be on at 8 Pacific instead of 6 this one time. So she'll be up here in an hour and 15 minutes or so. So what we've got here is lunacy, complete lunacy, that carbon dioxide is the enemy, that the climate is doing things it's not doing. And in fact, New England right now in the U.S. has the coldest air mass right now on the planet. It's supposed to be -8 tomorrow in New England or something like that. It's incredible what's going on. This is all weather warfare, and the issue of nature being the battleground can't be really considered without understanding how much control over nature that the evil ones on this planet actually wield. It's an extraordinary amount of control. And when they constantly lie and repeat the lie over and over again in the media, the masses accept it. That's what they do. They know how to play the game. And they're doing it.
Every device of propaganda and the perverting of science to this end of creating the apparent justification for the sake of saving the environment is really directed at destroying the production of what the human race needs for survival. For food, clothing, and shelter, our most basic needs, to shut down the production of all those things that people need the most to live. And we are the target. And the result is going to be, because people are going to figure it out. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but after a while, when they see the naked aggression that's being carried out against them, you're going to have massive rebellion in all of the countries where they, this financial elite, are exerting their power against the native populations of all the countries of the Western world, especially, but also of the Eastern world, but especially of the Western world, where we are really targeted in the West. And we are being subjected to a systematic soft kill genocide. we're being reduced to poverty, and we're going to be reduced to total slavery on during the process of the extermination of the vast majority of us. And when people finally catch on as to what is happening, there's going to be massive rebellion. And so I consider it to be an act of divine providence, an act of divine mercy that God is going to decree and to permit that Russia is going to advance on all of Europe. I've got friends in various countries here in the European Union, and they're not at all opposed to the idea of the Russians setting them free from their criminal regimes. I hear people in Portugal, people in Ireland, talking in this manner because our governments are so utterly corrupt, and there's so much trying to destroy our own culture, our own way of life that we've had for generations and generations. And they're trying to feed us with the gender ideology and basically destroy our family life, and the end result will be the Marxist state where you won't have families anymore.
They are moving very quickly to try to get this all wrapped up before that awakening occurs. Yes.
Children will be the property. Effectively, children are the property of the state. The parents are just caretakers now. It's the government. The government become the owners.
That's right.
The government dictates what values are to be inculcated into children. And if the parents in any way deviate from the party line being dictated by the government, they'll have their children taken away from them now.
You are so right. So-called CPS, or Child Protective Services, is now one of the most evil organizations on the planet. And I don't know how it is over there, but I suspect whatever it's called, they're doing the same thing. They're literally holding your children, if you're a family, over your heads. They're threatening you with taking your children if you cause any trouble at all. And if you think it's bad now, tune in 3-4 more years, if we're still around, and watch and see. This is the plan, no question. What concerns me, Father Kramer, is that so many people have now taken these shots. It's around 6 billion on the planet have received approximately 14 billion injections. Now, there are dozens and dozens of different types of vaccines, so-called, out there. The primaries, Pfizer and Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J, are, of course, in no way, shape, or form related to being a vaccination for anything. And I think we've made the point quite clear here many times that the owners of this weapon here in the U.S. are, in fact, the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. Same thing. So they own it. It's a bioweapon. It has nothing to do with being a vaccination for health. Never could, never would, won't. It's just not that way. So they're using that to not only depopulate the planet, but to make the rest of the people who don't die so sick and disabled that they probably wish in some cases they would die. The number of maimed and injured by these bioweapon injections is off the charts. Over here in the U.S., just as a quick note, and some of you remember this, the Rasmussen Organization ran a national poll. It was the biggest poll they've ever run, and it came back with the result that 73 million Americans say they personally know someone who has died from so-called vaccination. 73 million. And the government agency, VAERS, their official number of those who have died from the vax is 13,000. 73 million knows somebody who is dead. So how many millions would that be? 50? 40? I don't know. It's a lot. So the lie continues. It's all about the lie. And the sad thing is, when people see their alleged government lying to them, which they see here all the time, and other people lying, they say, well, what the heck? I might as well lie too. There's no accountability anymore. So the common man and woman, in many cases, not all, begin to adopt lying as a part of their personality and their lifestyle. It's sad. I see it all the time.
They're trying to push these vaccines, so-called vaccines, because they're told, people are told that this is going to prevent the transmission of the of these dreadful, fear, much feared disease. They're using fear as a weapon. But these drugs, these bioweapons, were not tested for effectiveness in preventing the transmission of the disease. So the whole justification for protecting public health with these so-called vaccines, the whole thing is a lie, because they were not tested for that because they were not intended to do that.
Well, that's right. They were built for another purpose, and they're doing exactly what they were designed and constructed to do: kill people, maim people, injure people.
I know so many people who have been injured by the seriously injured by these so-called vaccines. I know of cases of people who have died. I know people who have had close family members who have died from these injections. The data has been reevaluated, and the number of adverse events is and unexpected deaths is staggering compared to anything else that's been out there before, and other drugs have been pulled off the market for an infinitesimally smaller number of adverse events than what these are causing. But these are causing such incredible high percentage of adverse events, and the governments are doing nothing to stop that, because they're all just following the dictates from the World Health Organization and from non-governmental organizations that are pushing these so-called vaccines. You mentioned like AstraZeneca. Here in Ireland, the government has really been pushing people to try into that. I received text messages on my phone telling me that an appointment has been arranged for me to get an AstraZeneca shot. I told them
they're still doing. They're still pushing. They're still pushing AstraZeneca there now. Wow. Bad.
And the push is going to come to shove. They're going to make it mandatory. And when people realize, people are becoming more and more aware of the negative effects of these people. Too many people have died. Too many people
That's
here
right.
in Ireland know personally know people who have died from these, and a whole lot of people have died from these so-called vaccines. These are deadly bioweapons that are being injected into people, and when they start to force it on people, and they know it's a lethal injection, it's a death by lethal injection that's being forced on people. You're going to have massive rebellion eventually, when people finally realize that they're being exterminated by like lab rats, and that's what's going to happen.
That's exactly right. Father Kramer, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. We appreciate your input very much. Thank you.
Well, great to be on, and by the grace of God, I hope to be back in a couple of weeks.
Very good. Okay, my friend. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
All right, and Madeline Gerwick will be up in an hour from now. So hang in there. Next hour, Jeff and Erica and our special guest, Nurse Anne, and other things as well, as the war against this horrible weapon of death and destruction continues. We'll be right back.